Aaron Charles Rodgers, a Packer quarterback who produced so many cheers over the undeniable 18 years in Green Bay, won't be finishing his certain Hall of Fame career at Lambeau Field. And to think, that career was born on April 23rd of 2005 with some of the loudest boos ever heard inside the then brand new Lambeau Field atrium.
The 2005 NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers select Aaron Rodgers.
General manager Ted Thompson did the unthinkable, with Canton-bound Brett Favre still gunslinging the pack.
We had Aaron Rodgers rated as one of the top players in the draft, and we felt very fortunate to be able to get him at pick number 24.
The Chico, California kid who waited for colleges to call out of high school, waited for the NFL to call out of college, had a long wait in the green room that draft night.
It was pretty difficult. We had an idea that if things, you know, we hope for the best but prepare for the worst, and we had an idea if things didn't, you know, go our way between 14, 15, 16, that the Packers was really looking like more and more, and I couldn't be more excited, though.
But Rodgers also knew he'd have to wait some more to play in the NFL.
I'm excited about the opportunity to learn from one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, if not the greatest, and just an awesome guy from what I've heard, so I'm excited about that.
After the 2007 season ended with an overtime loss to the New York Giants in the NFC title game, Brett Favre decided to retire. But 6 months later, he wanted back. But Ted Thompson and the Packers had already decided it was Aaron's time. Led to a contentious training camp that July, but Favre was eventually dealt to the New York Jets.
He'll be fine. Aaron's a pro. He knows this is his gig now.
And in Aaron's first game as a starter, he led the Pack to a season-opening win over the Vikings.
It went pretty well. Did some good things out there. Made some plays. The receivers did a great job. James running after the catch, Donald breaking tackles, and I think the line protected for the most part very well.
The talent was on display, and the zenith came quickly. From 6 wins to 11 and a tough playoff loss in 2009 to the incredible run to the Super Bowl title in 2010, where Rodgers donned the World Wrestling title belt over his shoulder as Super Bowl 45's MVP.
It wasn't my idea. That was a special tribute there. Unbelievable night. Great group of men. Big win.
Aaron, you dealt with diversity. You lose Don, you lose Charles, you have drops. I mean, it just typifies the whole journey to finish it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like our season. A lot of adversity. Guys stepped up. You know, Sam was down, Charles was down, Donald was down, Jordy Nelson, huge game. That's the story of our season. A lot of high-character guys who stepped up, played huge roles for us, and now we're sitting here Super Bowl champs.
His first MVP season followed. Aaron was spectacular in the 15-1 campaign, only to get stunned by the Giants in the divisional round at Lambeau.
Yeah, disappointing. You know, we play to win championships. So, you know, you win a championship and have kind of the top of the mountain, and you forget kind of how bad this feeling is. Had it after the 2009 season, we lost to Arizona. It sucks. This team, this organization, this fan base expects championships. Yeah, you know, we had a championship caliber regular season and didn't play well today.
More postseason heartbreak was to come. 49ers in back-to-back years. The excruciating loss to Seattle a step away. And in 2014, another NFC championship loss in Atlanta. Then came real pain. Broken collarbone wiped out almost all of 2017. And by 2018, quarterback's relationship with head coach Mike McCarthy had become noticeably strained after a December 2nd loss to the Arizona Cardinals at home. All but ended that year's playoff hopes. McCarthy sensed the end for him was at hand.
I've never been in this spot, and I'm not going to act like I know what the hell I'm going to do tomorrow.
For Rodgers, he couldn't concern himself with the next head coach of the Pack.
Those conversations will take care of themselves down the line. I know my role is to play back the best to my abilities, and that'll be my focus the next 4 weeks, and then we'll go from there.
January 8th of 2019, Matt LaFleur introduces the 15th coach in franchise history, eager to get started with plenty of firepower.
There's an incredible amount of talent here, and it all, you know, obviously anytime you got a quarterback of caliber of Aaron Rodgers, certainly we're going to have high expectations.
Those expectations were exceeded with unprecedented success in his first 3 years, 13 victories each, but with more frustrating playoff exits. After 4 straight conference final losses on the road, Rodgers and the Packers finally got one at home in the COVID 2020 season. And with the stands all but empty, another empty feeling, losing to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
You know, it's a long season. You put so much into it to get to this point. And then, you know, the way, you know, we had our chances. But yeah, overall, just pretty gutted.
2020 also saw the Packers draft Jordan Love in the first round, clearly setting the Rodgers succession plan into motion. Aaron deflected that possibility by producing back-to-back MVP seasons in 20 and 21. But when the 22 campaign went sideways, the five-game losing streak, home finale loss to Detroit with the playoffs on the line, Packers had come to the conclusion the future is now. Statistically the greatest Packer quarterback in history, franchise record tenure 18 years, Super Bowl title, Super Bowl MVP, four NFL Most Valuable Player awards. He's played his final game in green and gold, but Aaron Charles Rodgers enjoyed the ride.
I don't have any malice towards any of those people. Our fans are so passionate in Green Bay. There's a 50-year waiting list for tickets, and they pack that place every single year. And they live and die with the Packers, and it's just there's nothing like it across the league. And I'm just really, really thankful I got to be the starting quarterback of the Packers for 15 years.